Straight Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. We give them away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. Enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. Well, you know, if you're listening to this show tonight in our in Alabama on our affiliate WVNA 1590, you may just be a terrorist. According to the Alabama state government, according to the Department of Homeland Security in Alabama, their Alabama division. Also, this is actually what they did was apparently Alabama's Department of Homeland Security just ripped off this description from a Pennsylvania website. But nonetheless, it does appear or did appear earlier today on an Alabama Homeland Security website. And what I'm talking about is a webpage that claims that those who are anti-government are potential domestic terrorists. They don't mince words here. They're not saying that you are a domestic terrorist. They're just saying that you could be one if you are someone who believes in freedom, liberty, you know, the founding fathers. In fact, I'll give you the specifics from their website here in a few moments, but I'm actually having to pull this from the Pennsylvania site because this story's gotten so much attention today that the Alabama Department of Homeland Security has mysteriously pulled the page from their site.
Is this because of that militia that they picked up down there?
I don't know. But I know they did. Was that in Alabama where that happened?
It was down there somewhere, and I think Alabama was where it was.
Well, whatever. Obviously, they're going to try to play it off as though, well, okay, you're not really a terrorist until you use violence in order to achieve your means. And, you know, that would probably be the case. But the idea that they're suspecting liberty-loving individuals of being terrorists, that's a little spooky, isn't it? Kind of just, you know, the next step down the path of tyranny towards the more tyrannical state.
Yeah, you know, the fiercely independent sort is by no means terrorists. I would consider myself fiercely independent. I am not going to use violence against the government. I take umbrage at the fact that they would point a finger at me. I'm not in either one of those states, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm in a state that's, you know,
state of confusion.
Doesn't take that sort of stuff nearly as seriously.
Right. So here's what their informational website says. And again, I'm pulling this from the Pennsylvania site. It says, "Who are terrorists?" After an introduction and a primer on international terrorists, they then have a section about domestic terrorists. And apparently, people that believe in freedom and liberty are right up there with the white supremacists. They address the white supremacists first, and then they address the freedom lovers, and then they address what they consider anarchists. Which, of course, they consider anarchists those guys that dress in black and throw bombs at protests,
mm-hmm.
Which, common misconception about anarchists, that in fact isn't what a true anarchist really is. Nonetheless, domestic terrorists, anti-government groups, often associated with unorganized militias, the anti-government movement actually embraces a much larger variety of groups and causes. And by the way, I don't like being called anti-government. It's just so negative. How about pro-freedom? I think be careful how you label yourself. You're not anti-government, you're pro-freedom.
Yeah, I don't think I'm necessarily anti-government. I'm just anti-big government.
Right. The extreme fringe believes that the U.S. government is either the enemy or has been subverted by the enemy and must be actively defended against.
I would say that I probably fit in that latter category.
That would make you the extreme fringe, according to this government website.
I wonder how big the fringe is, then.
Anti-government issues and beliefs. Gun control is a conspiracy to enslave us, starting with the removal of our ability to either defend ourselves or forcefully change our government. Now, most people who believe in the principles of freedom,
mm-hmm.
are also pretty big supporters of the Second Amendment. They're pretty big supporters of gun ownership. They don't. The people that I know and the liberty activists around here in New Hampshire, they are nonviolent people. They are people that want to change the system either from the inside through the political process or from the outside through nonviolent means, through nonviolent means like protests and civil disobedience, and that sort of thing. Nobody that we are hanging around has waved their gun in threat of the state.
No, that would be foolish. It's a good way to have the state swoop down on you and crush you. So, I mean, that's silly, and I don't think that that's the way that you're going to have a... I think a nonviolent revolution is the only kind that's going to work. And when I say revolution, what I mean is this government is just way too big. I don't have to overthrow the whole government. I just want to get rid of everything that's unconstitutional.
Say, says here,
it's amazing. I'm for the Constitution, and that's revolutionary.
You apparently are an extremist, possible domestic terrorist now, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Anti-government activists often believe they've never accepted U.S. citizenship or can renounce it. Now, you don't necessarily fall into that category, but I do. I have no interest in being a U.S. citizen.
Well,
I don't want their protection, because the definition of a citizen is, and seriously, go look it up, Black's Law Dictionary, that sort of thing. And many dictionaries will have this basic definition. The definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for the state's obligation to protect them. It's like supposed to be a trade. It's supposed to be a mutual voluntary agreement. This is in theory, okay? Nobody actually volunteers into being a citizen besides immigrants. Everybody who's just born here is automatically deemed a citizen, and it's presumed, unless you say otherwise, that you want the so-called benefits of being a citizen. When, in fact, one could very easily argue that, well, what if you don't want the benefits to being a citizen? In fact, what if it turned out that the entire deal, the entire trade, was a scam, a sham? What would happen then? How would you feel if you found out that, A, the government does not have an obligation to protect you? I know, you think they do. The police car doors say serve and protect on them. I mean, you've always been told that government's there to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what would happen if you discovered that there were multiple Supreme Court cases reaffirming, because the Supreme Court's done this several times, reaffirming that the government has absolutely zero obligation to protect you? What would happen then? Because then that would be a violation of the so-called agreement, which, again, you've never signed. No one has ever actually agreed to this, that it was born here in America. But the theoretical agreement that you're supposed to give them your allegiance, which means you do what they want you to do as a good little citizen,
mm-hmm.
and in return they give you protection. Turns out they don't have to give you protection. So if they don't have to give you protection, why should you have to give them anything? That's what I'd like to know. And if you've got an answer for it, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you're a Alabama Homeland Security agent, or maybe you're one of the other Homeland Security agents around the country that also has adopted this policy but just hasn't yet put it up on your website. Because that's all that really happened here. We've actually seen stories similar to this in the past, touching on the idea that if in a police stop, for instance, primers came out after 2001, after September 11th, primers were delivered to police departments around the country, you know, little pamphlets.
Isn't that a primer?
I don't know. Anyway, information was delivered to police departments across the country, and that basically said, you know, if you pull somebody over and they start bringing up the Constitution, you may have a domestic terrorist on your hands. So this is...
Yes, I remember that article clearly.
Right. This isn't really new news. It's just now they're letting the cat out of the bag again, and they're letting people know that if you are a liberty-loving individual, if you are somebody who believes in the principles that founded this country, the idea that government should fear the people instead of the people fearing the government, the idea that we should be free from governmental control as long as, you know, we should be free so long as we don't harm other people. I mean, these radical so-called ideas are now being labeled, you may now be labeled as a potential domestic terrorist for espousing them. So I want to know how you feel about this. Again, this is from their website. They say that federal and state governments do not have the legal authority to levy taxes or interfere with travel or private enterprise by requiring licenses or regulating activity or conduct. Again, we have a number of listeners who will agree with that statement. We've had guests who agree with that statement.
It's a primer.
Primer. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We're coming up with more here. 800-259-9231. Want to hear from you. Are you a domestic terrorist because you believe in liberty? This is some sick stuff.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the wiki, over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's absolutely free, and it's a lot of fun. You can go in and you can edit virtually anything you see on the wiki. Don't like what something says? Change it. It's up to you. Wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's free. Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. and they do have some very nice things there. They've got flowers and special Mother's Day gifts that she'll love, and they will deliver on Mother's Day. That's right. Sunday, they'll deliver.
Right. So if you're in big trouble, it's less than 24 hours delivery. If you order on Saturday night, she'll get it on Sunday.
And don't forget, if you make that order at 1-800-Flowers.com, punch in the code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL, in order to save 10%. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Well, the news came out apparently today that, and this was all over the place, I had probably five listeners send me this as a story, that the Department of Homeland Security in the state of Alabama, because every state has their own little state version of the department, the National Department of Homeland Security, they got a page on their website, or rather they had the page. Now it's not working because maybe they got hit too many times or they got embarrassed. I don't know. But they pulled the page down off the site. But basically, in a nutshell, it said that if you are someone who believes in the Constitution, if you are someone who believes in the Second Amendment, self-defense, if you're somebody that wants drastically less government, then you could be a domestic terrorist. Now, they're not saying they're going to go and round us up quite yet, and they're not saying that everyone who believes those things is actually a terrorist. They're just saying, you could be. We're suspecting you. You're on our list.
You fit a profile.
Yeah. And so I could continue on this. There have been blogs that have been posted all around the internet, and I wish that the actual Alabama website was still up, because their information was a little bit more alarmist than the Pennsylvania website that I read off of during the last segment. But they're taking you pretty seriously. If you're somebody who believes in freedom, they're considering you the next potential terrorist. Is that the way it should be in America? Is that the way that you figured things would end up here, where those who are the most concerned with the direction this country is going in, as far as towards bigger government, away from smaller government, people that are concerned about that sort of thing, that they are under suspicion? And what does this mean? I mean, what does this actually translate to when it comes to government spending, as far as these Homeland Security departments have budgets?
Right, they're investigating this stuff.
And we've seen stories over the years about how these departments have been investigating peace groups.
Mm-hmm.
They've been infiltrating peace groups, these, you know, the Quakers that go out and hold signs on the side of the road, no more war. They've infiltrated them as suspected potential terrorists. They're spending your taxpayer dollars infiltrating peaceniks. And theoretically now, if they've infiltrated peacenik groups, then theoretically wouldn't they also have an interest in infiltrating so-called anti-government groups? Don't you think?
I'm certain that it's been done.
So if you are meeting with a Libertarian Party group, or, I don't know, I guess the Constitution Party, some smaller government, if you're meeting with some sort of an anti-government group, or pro-freedom group, as I would prefer to put it, maybe there's a Fed amongst you. Maybe there's an agent who has appeared recently, or maybe he's been there for a few years. Be careful with who you do business with. Now, of course, if you're not doing anything violent, then theoretically you shouldn't have anything to fear from these guys, but that certainly hasn't stopped them from putting people in scary places before. They've thrown people in secret prisons, CIA secret prisons around the world with no notice whatsoever and for no reason whatsoever.
Well, let's say that you're a upwardly mobile FBI agent. It's your intent to move from sergeant to lieutenant, or whatever sort of rankings they have, FBI agent 1 to FBI agent 2. And you get placed on the, for the last couple of years, you've been on the Libertarian Party of Alabama watch group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what your job is. You've been infiltrated, you're undercover, you go to their meetings, that kind of thing. What's better for your career? Saying, oh man, these people just want smaller government and lower taxes.
Yeah, nothing going on here, boss.
Nothing going on here. Or saying, yes, they're a group of terrorist miscreants, and sort of creating, creating might be a too proactive of a word, but you know, overemphasizing whatever it is that's going on there to the point that maybe we can get a couple of people arrested. A couple of people arrested, a couple of quote-unquote terrorists, and it doesn't really matter what they did at that point. Is if you can, you know, find some people with AK-47s in their homes, not that they've used them for anything, but, you know, they're a potential danger to society, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Which one's better for you?
Good question. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you if you think this is appropriate for the government to be doing.
And if you think that having an AK-47 in your home is a bad thing, I'd like to read the Second Amendment for you. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
You know, that doesn't have any effect on somebody thinks that way.
It doesn't have any effect like that, but I mean, you know, that's what it says. That's what the Constitution says.
Yeah.
That's what the rules, the highest law in the land, the rules by which we play, that's what it says. And I'll admit that the rules have been infringed. Somebody has beaten us in this. But if that's the case, we should change the Constitution. Let's take the Second Amendment and modify it to, you know, whatever's reasonable by a vote, a Democratic vote, or whatever.
Oh, okay. I actually have been given the link to the Google Cache, which I should have thought of, because Google has this wonderful feature called their Cache, where if you search for a website and it's down, it's not working, you can click on the cached version,
mm-hmm.
and then the web page will come off of Google servers from the last time that they looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually got the Alabama Homeland Security website here. And again, this is the domestic terrorist course. Anti-government groups usually believe, this is the word from your government if you live in Alabama, and I have reason to believe that this would probably translate to other state governments as well. It's just that they haven't shown up. It hasn't shown up on their websites. Gun control equals enslavement. You agree with that, Mark?
It seems a little dramatic, but it's basically true.
But look at the history of gun control in the world. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Hitler controlled guns before he really cracked down on things.
Well, control versus banning. Gun banning is what Hitler did.
Right. Well, that's gun control.
It's Mark. Progressive gun banning.
Right. The Constitution has been subverted is something else that anti-government groups usually believe. Would you qualify there?
It's obvious.
Right.
What I just read, it's clear.
We've been down, actually, amendment by amendment in the Bill of Rights and pointed out how it pretty much doesn't exist anymore. It's pretty much not in effect. There are some there's some exemptions to that, but they've really decimated it. So that's two of two. And the U.S. has lost its sovereignty. That's something else they claim that anti-government groups usually believe. And they believe, the government at least, believes that you are a terrorist. We'll come back with a little bit more of their description. And I want to hear from you as to what you think about all this. It's Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com.
We're talking about how the Alabama Department of Homeland Security and presumably other departments around the country, I have no reason to believe that Alabama's the only state that has this information because they ripped it off from one other place and just sort of rewrote it. They're claiming that if you are in an anti-government group, then you may very well be a domestic terrorist. Now, this particular website, the Pennsylvania site that they ripped their information off of, mm-hmm. was a lot more, I don't know, they weren't as accusatory towards the anti-government groups. They didn't make the direct connection to say that if you're in an anti-government group, you are a terrorist. Alabama does a little bit more of that than the Pennsylvania group, than the Pennsylvania website does. It says here, opposition to a strong federal government is not new. The First Continental Congress wrestled with this issue when they first created the Articles of Confederation before our present-day Constitution. George Washington marched troops into Pennsylvania to uphold the power of the federal government to collect taxes. In fact, we fought a civil war over the issue of individual and states versus federal rights. Today's anti-government groups have their origins in the shock and outrage among a number of groups, to include gun rights groups, tax protesters, and white supremacists, which we are definitely not, over the government actions with a Branch Davidian religious cult at Waco and white supremacist Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge. Now, regardless of what Randy Weaver's belief system was, no one could make the argument that he deserved what happened to his family. No one can make that argument.
Mm-hmm.
What the government did to that man's family was horrific. But I don't care what his belief system. He might be a scumbag. You know, he might be. But that doesn't necessarily mean...
Shooting his wife in a doorway?
And your child. And their child. So, and by the way, they're making it sound like these so-called anti-government groups started up in the 1990s. The Libertarian Party started in the mid-70s, or the early 70s. And there have been other pro-freedom groups since and before then. So, it's just a bizarre viewpoint of history here. It says a coalition of these groups called for the formation of leaderless resistance groups, the beginning of unorganized militias. Few people involved in this self-styled patriot movement are criminals, but there are some on the extreme fringe that are convinced that the government has been subverted and that their freedoms must be aggressively defended to the point of attacks on our governing institutions. Now, if someone actually attacks with violence, then it'd be fair to label that person, I think, a terrorist.
A criminal.
But then they say that the description goes on. In general, these terrorists, sort of blurring the line there. It's a totally new paragraph, and there's just sort of blurring the line between those who are advocating violence and those who are just anti-government. In general, these terrorists claim that the U.S. government is infringing on their individual rights and or that the government's policies are criminal and immoral, which we pretty much say every night here on Free Talk Live. Such groups may hold that the current government is violating the basic principles laid out by the U.S. Constitution, something else that we point out here frequently. Some groups also believe the government and other organizations are transgressing the rule of God as described in the Bible. Some groups describe themselves or see themselves as separate nations within the United States, taking initiative to establish their own laws and common law courts. Now, I don't know anybody who's actually done that. I think that's more of like the Michigan militia-style groups. But nonetheless, you know, be aware. If you're somebody who doesn't like the status quo, if you're someone who is unhappy with the size of the federal and state governments, then you could be under suspicion. They could be watching you. And that if they're watching you, that means that you could be put on a list at some point, maybe denied access to flying, maybe denied access to buying things, because there's a list out there with names on it that if you go and buy a car, your auto dealer is supposed to, by law, check this list to see if your name is on it. And if your name is on it, refuse to do business with you. You could end up on that list, too.
It's going to be a shame when people actually start using that list. At this point, it's not really happening. But
well, it is happening. Not widespread.
Not widespread.
It's supposed to be that every business in America uses that list. Of course, most businesses don't know that, but that's what the law says. And then how far are we away from them starting to round people up? You know, what did it take? What was it like back in the 1930s and 40s in Germany when, you know, Hitler was taking power and changing things in that country? And, you know, at what point? Obviously, the Jewish people back then were of interest to him at a certain point. They didn't go round them up right away. You know, they had to demonize them to a certain extent first. Is this the first step towards demonizing anti-government groups?
Well, I don't think that they're going to put them in camps and gas them.
No, that's not very likely.
That doesn't seem to be the way that our government would work.
Maybe just the second-class citizen thing would be appropriate. You know,
well,
not allowing them to fly, not allowing them to do certain things, which, of course, is just going to make them more angry. It's going to make them more likely to be violent, which, of course, if one of them does become violent, it gives the government the excuse to point to them and say, see, we told you, domestic terrorists, anybody else that's involved in one of these anti-government groups, you're being watched. Does that kind of scare you a little bit? I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hello?
Hi, what's on your mind? Great, what's up?
Hi, yeah, I wanted to ask you, you know, as libertarians, I've got a... My point of view on all of this is that I'm a former Marine, and that I'm supposed to... You're probably against the social programs that help veterans with post-traumatic stress, or my fellow veterans, or are you against that, or are you against... Are you for this Iraq war for the war profiteers and the war for oil profiteers?
I'm not for the Iraq war, no.
Okay.
I am of the opinion that we as a government, Ian may feel differently. I am of the opinion that we as a that our government should keep the promises that it made to the people that worked for it. Maybe not so much. Certainly the veterans, if they made promise to veterans, if you went out and you got injured in some kind of a war type scenario, it seems like they should take care of those people.
But not the private contractors, I would say. I would say not the private contractors. Those corporations that have gotten billions already for this Iraq war, they can take care of their own contractors.
Right. You know, Blackwater,
those men are supposed to be loyal to their company before their
right.
country, and that's disgusting to me. That's absolutely disgusting.
Well, now I'm going to disagree with Mark on this, because I understand how you feel in that, you know, this government promised the soldiers lifetime medical treatment for free, all that stuff. I think that, you know, when you make a deal with an armed gang and the armed gang gets dismantled, then you don't have the agreements that you had with the armed gang before. I think that once the, if we can get to the point of drastically reducing the size of government, I think that when, for instance,
we can drastically reduce the size of our Department of Offense then too, can't we, can we not?
Sure. Yeah, I'm totally for that. I'm completely for, I want to eliminate the government entirely. And in that particular case, when the government sells off its lands that it has all around the country, then I think that it could take some of the proceeds from the, those sales and then hand them as a like a one-time lump sum payment to all the people that are supposed to be receiving benefits. But, you know, if you, you make a deal with a criminal gang, then you get what you get. And
in some cases, that may be nothing. Yeah, that, and that gets back. I don't know. I don't have time to get into every subject I wanted to cover with you guys there. Of course, you can do it in one phone call. But and you probably being libertarians, you try to take a more strict constructionist viewpoint of the Constitution. Would that be correct?
Very much so.
I think Mark would say yes to that. I, on the other hand, would say that the Constitution, and I'm more of a free marketeer style libertarian. But I would say that the Constitution.
No.
Corporations are a construct of the government. They are legal fictions created by the state. And since I'm against the state, I'm against coercive institutions entirely. I'm for voluntary interactions of human beings, not pointing guns at your friends and family and demanding that they do certain things, which is what the government does. If you'll hang on, we'll continue discussing this, and you can ask a further question. 800-259-9231. It's an important question, and there's some important differences between where Mark stands on government and where I'm at. And we could both be labeled libertarian.
Yeah.
So I don't want Brian to be confused. He needs to understand there are some differences in this movement. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, and more. We give them all away. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show in return by buying some stuff at Amazon. Yeah, but you know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer, but don't go through their front door. You have to go through our special entrance. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, I had an email come in from a listener today. He was concerned. He wanted to know if we were just getting paid based on people going through that link.
Like click-throughs?
Yeah, do we get paid like 20 cents for someone to go through that link, or do we get paid a percentage of the entire sale? It is a percentage of the sale. So the more you buy, the more we get. In fact, the percentage is the same on virtually every item, though electronics, it's a little bit lower because their margins are just lower on electronics. So it's like 4% for electronics, and the rest of it slides depending on how much volume we do. So if we only sell a few items, then we won't get as much. But if we sell a bunch more items, then the percentage goes up. So, yes, it is of your total sales. So our emailer wrote back, and he said he was going to buy a laptop from Amazon, which is awesome. So you can buy virtually anything, 40 categories of products. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Brian in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Brian, you sound like you're somewhat new to this whole libertarian concept. Am I right
about
that? Yeah,
well, I am. I've never read anything by Ayn Rand, and I don't know what to think of the former head of the federal... the guy's married to Andrea Mitchell.
Head of what? The Federal Reserve?
Reserve, yeah. I don't know what to think of Mr. Greenspan. I don't know whether he's, whether he falls strictly into a libertarian category or not.
No. You can't run the Fed and fall into a libertarian category.
That's what I was thinking.
Ayn Rand herself would not describe herself as a libertarian. She hated libertarians.
Okay.
There's a lot of similarities between an objectivist and a libertarian, but not necessarily the same thing.
Okay.
In fact, if you're looking for kind of a nice little primer, I would recommend that you go to links.freetalklive.com. It's on our website. Just a kind of nice little stepping path through where to start, what to read, what to look at to try to understand liberty. But if you basically understand one concept, you can get it, and that is that it's wrong, morally wrong, to initiate force on someone who has not harmed you first. Defensive force, totally okay, but initiating force, bad thing. And if you agree with that, then you're a libertarian. It's just a matter of understanding how that concept applies issue by issue, and how it applies generally to the use of force by the government. Does that make sense?
Okay, and that could that be part of the concept of the commonwealth that Tom Hartman speaks about? the concept, you know, the, just the civil society, civilization. See, I'm a progressive. I'm a liberal leaning. I was a Reagan Republican in 1980 when I was in the service, and I've gone through a lot of changes, and I believe I'm a left leaning. I was studying Kantian philosophy just before before the September 11th attacks happened, and I still don't understand how the stand down orders or how the Al Qaeda had control of our northeastern. Air defenses for, why they were stood down the way
they were. Yeah, I'd be careful with that, Brian. I'd be careful with investing too much time in that sort of thing, because it really, I think you'll discover...
Well, that's what's driving our foreign policy to this very day in Iraq and everywhere else is, the fear of Al Qaeda and terrorists.
The foreign policy has been interventionist for a long, long time, much longer.
Yes.
Right. And you mentioned Tom Hartman. He's another radio talk show host who is a so-called progressive. I think he's at Air America.
Yeah.
Libertarians aren't progressive, and they aren't conservative. They just believe in freedom every single issue, every single time, no exceptions.
Do you think feeling of like a Ron Paul presidency, even if he had a libertarian Congress, I still have a sense that the military-industrial complex is so powerful that he could be bought out by them, and the corporations could just overpower him, even if he was president. How do you feel about that?
He could be bought out. I don't know. Every man seems to have a price.
He hasn't been bought out yet.
But some people's price is higher than others.
Right.
Ron Paul has shown as a representative up to this point that he can't be bought. He's still voting no on everything that he considers anti-constitutional.
Well, I got to say, he was the only sane guy amongst those 10 Republicans there in that debate the
Absolutely.
Other night.
Absolutely,
I'd agree with you.
The only sane human being, the only true American I could see up there was, and I have mixed feelings about many Democrats too, including Hillary Clinton. But if you're talking about states' rights, I've got to go back to the Florida 2000 election, and just if you guys go over the Supreme Court and their behavior about the state voting rights of Florida. And if you look at Article 3, Section 1 of regarding the judicial power of the United States, that they're supposed to be, they hold their offices during good behavior, but I would say, with regards to their overriding the recount in Florida in 2000, the December 12th, 2000 decision, 12-12-2000 is nearly as bad a date to me as 9-1-1. I think that Justices Scalia, Thomas, and O'Connor, at least, I'm trying to remember the two other people, at least, of the 5-4 decision.
They're just all politicians.
Yeah, they're in hot water there. They're not being strict constitutionalists there, that they took away the people of Florida their right to a proper recount. And
this is what goes on. I mean, the government has been getting steadily bigger and bigger over time, and the people have refused to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the people just sit back and they let it happen. So, I mean, you can point the blame on the government, but the people have a lot of blame to take on this as well.
I would agree with that. And you know, when I think about the 2000 election, the Republicans managing to somehow, it was like a football was dropped, and the football players all went for it, and the Republicans came up with the ball.
But really,
Okay. But what I think about when I hear that is, it's their just desserts. Think about Johnson and how many dead people voted for him out of in Chicago and Texas.
He lied about the Vietnam War, how he lied into that war, I know.
Republican,
that's what I was about to say. There are Democratic crooked politicians daily in Chicago. LBJ used to be called Landslide Lyndon because of his dirty elections in Texas.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all crooked, and whether they're Democrat or Republicans, I don't trust them. Ron Paul's like the one exception. And, Brian, we appreciate the call, and call us again sometime, and keep listening to Free Talk Live. You learn a thing or two, and also, great weight, since he's in New Hampshire. Great way to keep up to date on what's going on with the liberty movement here in New Hampshire, because one could make the argument that it's the strongest libertarian movement across the country right here in the state of New Hampshire. 800-259-9231.
Notice how he says he's a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that Ron Paul is the only sane Republican,
and
believes in the Constitution. Like, he, as a progressive in New Hampshire, like a New Hampshire progressive, not like the rest of the progressives.
That's true. And obviously, he's an open-minded dude, interested in learning about liberty and that sort of thing. So since he mentioned Ron Paul, I wanted to point out a story from LouRockwell.com about Ron Paul and how the media is handling it. How does the establishment deal with a Ron Paul candidacy? What else did you expect? By ignoring him as much as possible. The Reuters headline following the May 3rd debate was, 2008 Republicans back the war. All right, you say, perhaps that's just a crude summary. A headline can't say everything, after all, and the article itself will surely disambiguate the candidates. It's certainly newsworthy that a 9-term Republican congressman had been a fierce opponent of the war from the beginning and made his anti-war position clear time and time again during the debate. Naturally, this will get some play in the article, but not even a hint of that in the Reuters article by John Whitesides. I mean, hey, didn't you read the headline? The 2008 Republicans back the war. Here's the entire coverage of Ron Paul from the article. Quote, also participating were Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, Tom Picredo of Colorado, Ron Paul of Texas, and Duncan Hunter of California. End quote. Well, that's just a smash-up job there, Mr. Whitesides, says Thomas Woods from Lou Rockwell. That wasn't an isolated case, though. On the Liberty and Power blog, David Beto reports, quote, later that night, CNN's post-debate spin segment sank to an even greater low. The panel included Arianna Huffington and some neocon guy from the Weekly Standard. Nobody mentioned Paul's views. The ever-insufferable Huffington, who either did not watch the debate or lied about what she saw, self-righteously proclaimed that all 10 of the candidates supported the war. No one challenged her on it. Are we to be spared nothing? I mean, how could you watch that debate and come out of it? How could you watch what Ron Paul said and come out of that debate and say he supports the war? How could you... I mean, that's just that is a bald-faced lie, if I've ever heard one.
You know, he said that he considered the war to be a mistake. That was his terminology, and he said that, I don't know whether I can't quote him as saying we should get out.
I believe he was talking about pulling the troops out.
He was talking about getting out, but I don't think he said right now.
The creepy Dick Morris is in a category all his own. First, he declared John McCain the winner. Now, anyone who watched the debate had to be wondering if McCain's weirdness was meant for laughs. At the same time, you almost had to admire how he could at once be stilted and robotic, and yet also crazed and menacing. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. A little bit more about Ron Paul, and then a federal government guy, or some government guy, that was actually fired. We'll tell you about that and why. It's Free Talk Live.
The worst thing about listening to the radio. The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know...